Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it's Thursday, September 30th. Man, I'm already on Disney time, guys, here. I'm already losing track of time. But yeah, it's Thursday, September 30th, 2021. And as you can tell, I'm coming to you here live from inside my car on my commute to work. Had a little bit of a hectic morning today, and I decided, you know what? I said, since next week I'm going to be recording the show on the iPhone 13, because I will be doing this remote, why not give it a go this morning? So I'm coming to you here from my car on the iPhone 13. So I don't know if the mic's any better, if it's the same. I was kind of interested just to see if it is, you know, if there's a little bit of a difference with the microphone. But some exciting things going on today. We actually ended up buying tickets for Venom, Let There Be Carnage tonight. I didn't expect to be going to the movie really at all until maybe next week. We were talking about maybe going while we were at Disney or even after we come back. But last night, the kids were just like, hey, you know, we want to go to the movie. And my wife was kind of like, yeah. And then this morning again, my daughter was like, let's go see Venom. I want to go see Venom, as a commercial had come on TV. And my wife was like, well, I guess why don't we just go tonight? So we're doing it, man. I can't wait. I actually had, I think I had talked about it here in the podcast, how the post-credits scene was leaked and I had actually seen what it is. And today, again, beware, that post-credits scene, I've seen actually video of it today. So it has leaked online. I mean, being that I already know it, I was like, whatever, spoil it for myself. But don't let yourself get spoiled if you don't. If you don't want to know what it is, be sure to not see what that scene is. But tomorrow I'll be talking all about it, obviously spoiler-free tomorrow. We are actually recording tonight the latest patron episode, and patron Matt Clark is going to be a guest on that show, and he is going pretty much at the same time I am. So I think him and I will definitely be talking about, you know, obviously maybe a couple other topics, but also just we're going to get into spoiler territory on that. But we'll save that, of course, for the end of that conversation for those who don't want to hear that. And I may put that out actually sooner rather than later. So those that do see the movie, if you want to kind of get a spoiler cast, we can jump in with all that. but enough about that. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Speaking of Venom, I had mentioned a couple weeks ago the Marvel Unlimited Infinity comics. These are those exclusive comics to Marvel Unlimited, which, by the way, looks absolutely gorgeous on the iPhone 13. These Infinity comics are just incredible. I mean, I mentioned how, you know, it's going to change the writing style I think people are going to have as they write these comics, because, again, you're scrolling kind of up. You know, you're pushing the book up. And the way the panels are aligned, and even just how the background just kind of stays static. I kept telling people to check out the X-Men. I think it's X-Men 1 has a nice long panel, and even X-Men Infinity 2. But man, the new Venom Carnage book has a very, very cool just aesthetic to it. I mean, the whole plot, and it just doesn't really spoil too much, but classic. Venom's kind of playing the hero, trying to take out Venom. Venom is playing the hero, trying to take out Carnage. Carnage is basically just messing with the water system in Las Vegas, and so it just becomes this kind of massive battle. There's two issues out now, but the way they drew it, you have your panel set there, but the background is just a constant scroll. Now, I know there's some smoke and mirrors going on where, you know, it isn't just one full static image, but the way they pull it off, I mean, it is nearly seamless. And again, scrolling on the new iPhone, I'm sure obviously every Samsung phone, every Galaxy, all those phones are going to look gorgeous as well. But it's such a neat way to read a comic. I actually, you know, usually read Marvel Unlimited on my Kindle. But having the new phone and reading these Infinity books, I prefer it on my iPhone, because that's just the way that it was really meant to be. You know, the font and the text is just big enough, so when you're looking at it on a phone, it just pops. I even tried, like, on my phone going over to just a regular book, popped over to a Miles Morales book. And even though, you know, that kind of has the smart panels where they're kind of shifting the panels for you and zooming in, you know, because it wasn't designed to be read that way, it works, of course, on the phone, and you can read it that way with no problems. But the way those Infinity books are meant to be read, it's great. So I would urge you, if you are a Marvel Unlimited fan, read it on your phone, not even on your tablet, because it's just the size of it and everything, and the way they drew it, it's perfect on the phone. So kudos to Marvel for doing that. And, you know, those books are just awesome. I mean, the X-Men book has been great so far. We got 5 issues of that. Captain America is awesome so far, 4 issues of that. There's a cute little book in there called It's Jeff. That's great. I would definitely tell folks, check it out. You know, you're probably maybe overlooking at it, but check it out. I haven't checked in. There's a Mary Jane book, Spider-Man Mary Jane, where she's not playing Spider-Man, but I think it's a book kind of from her perspective. So I'm interested in kind of checking that out too. You know, that looks like it's going to be kind of neat. Now, I also, this is something that I did yesterday too, which why I never did this, I have no idea. And you guys are probably going to laugh at me when I say I did this. But I, you know, I've always been subscribed to Marvel Unlimited for a long time. But I've been on a monthly payment plan because I actually do. Sometimes I come and go. If I'm not just interested in reading books for a month or whatever, I cancel it. But then I always end up coming back because there's that, you know, one weekend I got like an hour or so or a weekday that I'm off. And I'm like, man, I want to read some Marvel. And I just end up resubscribing. But a monthly subscription is $10 a month. If you pay for the year, it's only like 70 bucks. So you end up paying like, and it, I don't know, it's like $5.67. So finally, after years of paying way more than I needed to be paying for Marvel Unlimited, I just bought the freaking year yesterday, which I don't know. You know, I know I'm an idiot for never having done that, but it just saves so much money to do that. So I did it. So I, again, you know, we're not sponsored by Marvel Unlimited. I mean, Chris and I used to always joke about that. But if you're a Marvel fan, I mean, there's 29,000 books on Marvel Unlimited. It is like the greatest thing ever for Marvel zombies like me. So go check that out. Now, shifting gears real quick here before we do wrap the show up. They released the release date for the Book of Boba Fett. So we are getting a confirmed date of December 29th. So right at the end of the year, we're going to be getting that. And we got a very sweet poster of Boba Fett kind of sitting in that throne that we saw him in Jabba's palace at the end of the season. And, you know, it really got me thinking, like, what do I want out of that series? You know, I want to obviously continuation of kind of where we saw him in The Mandalorian, kind of taking the reins of kind of this dark underside of the Empire, you know, the galaxy. And it really has you wondering, like, is, obviously, it's him being the main character, but is he going to be the one going out? You know, I mean, like, think about what Jabba. Jabba always sat on that throne, and other people did his bidding, and he just kind of sat around and got even fatter than where he was and all that. You know, and you had these bounty hunters going out for him and all that. He was basically just like the crime lord, right? Like the kingpin. Is that the Boba Fett we're going to get? And so then are we going to get maybe Fennec Shan really being the one going out doing the business for Boba Fett? Or some other bounty hunters? Is this going to be a way to bring in all these new bounty hunters that maybe we've read about in books or have seen in comics? Is that going to be what we're getting? Especially, you know, Marvel just did what, War of the Bounty Hunters or whatever in the book series or the comic books, which I haven't read, but maybe there's a way to bring some of those characters to the live screen and kind of bring them to life. I don't know. You know, I obviously the fanboy in me wants Boba Fett to be the one going on these missions and being that one. But if you're going to be the crime lord and the kingpin, you're not usually the one doing that, right? You're not the one going out doing it. You have people doing it, doing your bidding because you're the threat to them, right? You're the one that's kind of pulling it all together and pulling the strings behind the scenes. So I don't know. I mean, again, I hope we get Boba Fett action. I mean, especially what we saw in last season's Mandalorian. I mean, it was just ridiculous, that one scene or the one, you know, episode we got where he just kind of went off. I mean, that's what we all want to see, obviously. And I think if they don't do anything like that, of course it will be a letdown. A lot of people will be upset. But we're just gonna have to wait and see. So I don't know, go check that poster out. It looks awesome and I can't wait for the Book of Boba Fett. Well, guys, that's going to do it for me here today. Let me know your thoughts on what you want from the Boba Fett series. You know, hit me up on Twitter at Marturk, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. Email me, theenthusedlife@gmail.com. And if you do go see Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, hit me up with your thoughts and theories, especially if you can do it before tonight. If you go tonight, I mean, obviously, it's kind of short notice. I know a lot of people probably aren't going to the opening night, and we're probably recording around 10, 10:15-ish tonight, maybe even 10:30, so probably more like 10:30. But if you can hit me up with that, it would be awesome. Otherwise, even still send them, because tomorrow on the podcast, again, I'm going to be kind of doing the non-spoiler impression show that I would normally be doing for a movie like that. So let me know, or if you see it over the weekend. And other than that, you know, we'll be back tomorrow. Of course, heading off to Disney next week. Like I said, I'm going to try to do an episode every day. We'll see. I mean, you may even have some appearances from my kids we may be doing. We thought that might be fun, or maybe even record while we're on like the Disney Skyliner, I think we might be doing. So the episodes may be a little all over the place. We are hopefully, you know, maybe what we'll do is even like we haven't been on Rise of the Resistance yet. So maybe we'll do like a post Rise of the Resistance podcast, you know, so you may even get some more like shorter bit episodes. Hopefully next week we'll be able to get on the new Ratatouille ride over in Epcot. I think they're doing a virtual queue for that right now. So hopefully if we can get into that, we can kind of get a an impressions episode. So kind of some silly Disney stuff next week, but it should be fun. And of course we have the finale of What If. So I don't know when that episode will be coming out. But hopefully it'll be coming out at some point. So, all right. Well, guys, that's going to do it for me today. Have a great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, we'll catch you next time.